There's the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos. It needs to be done without violence, without destruction, without hate, and within the law.
In the president's first formal White House remarks since the wave of demonstrations swept across the country, he grappled with what he called two American principles, the right to free speech and the rule of law. Both, he said, must be upheld. The protest must be peaceful. No vandalism, no trespassing, no breaking windows, no shutting down campuses, no forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. All scenes which have partly epitomised the protests this past week. He went on, "This isn't a moment for politics, it's a moment for clarity," he says. "There is no place for anti-Semitism, no place for any racism or discrimination." Then, when asked whether the anti-Israel protest movement has forced him to reconsider his policies towards the Middle East, Joe Biden responded no. Benji Hire, Washington.